This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. If you live in a city, big or small, can you drive to work, to the grocery store, to your favorite coffee shop? Can you shop for birthday gifts or meet friends for dinner without getting into your car? Urban planner Jeff Speck believes more and more Americans want that sort of city. His new book is called Walkable City: How Downtown Can Save America One Step at a Time. Jeff Speck, welcome.
Hey, great to be here, Sarah.
First question, what makes a city walkable?
Wow. Well, according to my general theory of walkability, which is a work in progress, a city has to provide four things. It has to provide a useful walk, a safe walk, a comfortable walk, and an interesting walk. In most American cities where driving is cheap and parking is cheap, we are trying to create walkers by choice. And to do so, the walk must satisfy all those criteria. You know, there must be the proper balance of uses. The pedestrian has to have a fighting chance against being hit by automobiles. But also the streets need to be comfortable in the way that they're shaped by buildings. And you can't have a bunch of blank walls and parking lots to walk by.
You have said that walkability is what makes cities thrive. But isn't it jobs that make cities thrive? And then, you know, people go to where the jobs are and then maybe you inspire a great town? Or do you think it's the other way around?
People are more and more going to where they want to be first. And the cities that reorient their economic development around being a place where people want to be are the ones that will attract, for example, the millennials, 64% of whom decide first where they want to live, and then they move there and look for a job, and 77% of whom say they want to live in America's urban cores.
Right.
And then the empty nesters, at least the ones who have the wherewithal to get out of their current big house and you know, have every reason to want the freedom as they get older to enjoy shopping and getting their hair done and dining and all those things without having to hang on to the driver's license beyond those years when they should not be driving anymore.
Give me an example of a walkable city. Who's doing a good job? And then I'll ask you who's doing a bad job.
Well, there's the obvious bigger cities in America who have been intellectually ahead of other cities, at least in their planning departments, like New York and Chicago and San Francisco. But probably the biggest surprise, and you've no doubt heard about the phenomenon, is Portland. And
right.
Portland in the 90s made a series of really important decisions that made them different from the rest of the country. But, you know, while most cities were building more highways, they were building transit and bike paths instead. While most cities were sprawling without bounds, they put in an urban growth boundary, et cetera, et cetera. And as a result, their vehicle miles traveled, you know, the VMT of your typical Portlander, peaked in 1996. And as a result now, one economist has calculated that about 3.5% of the GDP is money saved by the amount that they're driving less.
So if urban planners know how to make cities more walkable, I mean, this isn't rocket science, right? What's standing in the way for so many mid-sized cities and for so many big cities? I mean, consider where I am, Los Angeles.
Yeah, Los Angeles is doing a lot because there are a lot of smart people in L.A. who and it's a big city and people really care. So a lot of good things are happening in L.A. But I point my finger at, you know, Atlanta and Houston and Las Vegas and these typical Sunbelt cities, you know, Dallas, too, where very little is being done. But my book is directed not just at those cities, but at your typical American city. And the typical problem in these cities is that even though we know, we planners know, that if you let the demands of the car dictate the design of your city, you'll end up with a pretty crappy city, right? People know that. But the people who know that aren't in charge because day to day, the typical American city is being designed not by its, you know, its mayor, but by a public works director who is responding to complaints.
Right.
And the only complaints that he or she is hearing is, wow, there's too much traffic, or no, there's not enough parking. And if by satisfying people's demand for freer flowing traffic or more parking, we could actually make them happy, that would be great, except that doing that wrecks our cities. But the amazing thing is that as you give the car more space, people adjust their behavior and the car demands yet more space. So it's a losing battle.
Jeff Speck is the author of Walkable City: How Downtown Can Save America One Step at a Time. Jeff, thanks very much.
Hey, it was great being on the show.